This is CliffCentral.com.
Hi, I'm Salamina Musese from Azza TV. You are listening to Be Lighted Show with Rami and Romeo on Cliff Central.
Yeah, and that's a fact. That's a fact. When ourselves, tell us one more time. No, I'm lying. Don't tell us one more time. Good morning and welcome to Be Lighted with Rami and Romeo on a beautiful Monday morning. We are so excited to be here. I am extremely exhausted, but now that I'm on air, it feels so good. I'm like starting to get a bit of energy. And yeah, welcome to the show. And it's good that you are here. And thank you so much for joining us. And good morning, Maromza. How are you doing today?
Morning, Ramstar. I'm actually quite belated at how you kind of like, you know, roped me into the show. Usually it's like, yeah, talking and then getting on to guests without even greeting me. So today, you know, I gotta acknowledge when you do something right.
Okay, I hear you.
No, I mean, like, really, you know, like, welcome, and then how are you, Maromza? That without diluting the greeting around Maromza, you know.
But so, now you're diluting the show.
How? I was just acknowledging when you do something right, acknowledge. Okay, it's still not good enough.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm good. And how was your weekend?
Oh wow. Well, my weekend was awesome. I'm very excited because, you know, things are turning around. You know, there's a song, there's this gospel song that I like, and it says things will turn around for your good. And you know, I'm going through that season right now, you know. And I tell you, my sister had a dream about my late mother, and then my mother in a dream was saying, tell Romeo that his doors are opening. So everything that he's going to do from now on is going to be awesome. And I'm like, wow.
That's cool, man.
Yeah,
that's
yeah. Nice. But anyway, yeah, my weekend, I had
CS going, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yeah, so I had about 2 gigs and then, you know, facilitation here and there. And then, but also I had, I went out, there's a guy called Kahludi the Gentleman. He was actually a finalist on Idols as well. And, he had a show at Winnie's Jazz and Restaurant last night. So
okay,
that was quite cool. And the man can jam.
Hey, but didn't you like call me last night?
I'm not getting into that.
No, I'm just no. Now that you say last night, and I'm thinking, I remember seeing that you had called me. Okay, never mind. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Do you want to get onto that?
No, you cannot miss
my call. It's impossible for you to miss my call.
Okay, sorry. Then I did the impossible. Okay, so who's the guy? Kahludi,
the gentleman, yes. Okay. Yeah, so he was on, he was, I think, top 16 Idols, I don't know which season. He was also on I Want to Sing Gospel. So he's kind of like done the rounds, but he's actually quite an awesome performer.
Okay,
yeah. Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool.
Yes, right. Let's talk about your weekend.
My weekend? I had events this weekend. It was actually one of the best weekends I've ever had, which is why I think I'm exhausted. And then the rain, obviously, it was just like all over the place.
Yeah,
there was too much rain. I drove back to Joburg last night. I think I drove for almost 5 hours because the rain was so hard. That's, I was so coming from Limpopo, and it was so, it was raining so hard that we were driving like 40, you know, like as like the maximum speed.
Was it foggy on the road or what?
No,
I see
it
now.
It was just too many cars and too many water. Too much water. It was too many waters and too much water.
Yes.
And I think with cars, because now there's traffic from Limpopo because people go away for the weekend.
Right.
And then there was also a couple of accidents. Then when you hit the mid-range area, then some people were coming from the Delicious Festival.
Yes.
It was a mess.
Did you buy tickets again? And then somebody, when you went there, they told you, no, your VIP, by the way.
No, I didn't go to
Delicious.
Clearly
it's your thing these days.
No, I didn't do Delicious.
You must stop downplaying your importance. You know, you are a VIP.
No. I wasn't downplaying it. No, well, with DSTV Delicious, I knew, like, it doesn't matter. I mean, even last year,
you showed up
the same thing. I went in, they're like, hey, come this way, you
know?
And I had a couple of my keys to pick from. So it's fine. That is not an issue. But I wasn't going to go to Delicious anyway because I knew that I had a couple of engagements.
You had work to do.
I went to one of the most beautiful weddings.
And you were the MC there?
Yes, I was the MC.
Okay.
And it was just stunning. Everything from, you know, I think more than anything, I enjoyed the company. Mm. I went to that wedding knowing about 10 people.
Yeah.
Like, no, in fact, it's a lie. I know the bride very well. The bride is my friend. Mm. But I didn't know the husband that well.
Okay.
And then obviously, then I know Tlema Wisa.
Right.
You know? And, you know, just a few people, like, I knew a handful of people.
Oh, was it the same wedding?
Yes.
Oh, that Tle
was. Yeah, it was Nana's.
In Kawi or something?
Glenkawi.
Glenkawi, yeah.
Fez, yeah.
Oh, in Gene Fez. Okay.
And basically, I left there with, I don't know how many numbers. I don't know how many friends.
Yeah.
Good, close friends. Like, I mean, we've been talking even this morning as I was driving to work.
Yeah.
I met some of the most incredible people. I mean, some people I've known and some people I've known only on Twitter.
Right.
And it was amazing to find some finally people that I connect. Know from Twitter, and they're like, ah, so you're that one. And I'm like, yes, I'm that one and you are that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, for me, like one of the most beautiful things. And I think that's love. It was also Tlema Wisa's birthday as well.
Yeah, yesterday.
But I think one of the things that that really got me excited about the wedding is that, you know, people drove out. There were people coming who came from Botswana, from Lesotho. People were coming from Cape Town.
Mas Naza is very
she's quite popular.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is that, you know when you look, when you make sure that people are satisfied. There was too much food, too much of everything, and there was a truck that had booze,
like a fridge.
Yeah.
Like a moving fridge.
Yeah. Freezer. It was a mobile fridge.
Yeah.
It had everything in it. And they brought hundreds of liters of beer.
That would have been the highlight of the wedding.
It went all the way into the whole of Sunday. What a wedding. It was so beautiful. Just the vibe, the friendliness. And it was so good to be around a company like that. It's beautiful to have people who are like just free, just funny, just lovable. Okay.
But did you get more business? Because it's all about it.
Yes, I did.
It's all about it, actually. Yeah.
No, it's not all about it, Maromza, please. I made lots of...
My business hat is on.
The most important thing,
focus.
I made...
My business is on. My business hat is on.
Yeah, but now, more than business...
Yeah.
I made a lot of friends, and I know I'm gonna keep them. I'm glad I went. I went to that wedding.
Okay.
And yes, I did get business. I did get business, a couple of gigs here, there, and everywhere.
Yeah.
So it's.
But you know that a gig is payment in your account. It is
payment in my account, and not only payment in my
verbal my foot.
Listen, these are like seriously proactive. Yeah. People that in fact are meeting one tonight
with proactive wallets.
Yeah, you're not focused.
But I'm looking out for you.
I hear you, but listen to what I'm saying. This is a beautiful story.
I will kill anybody who says to you, okay, let me not sell kid.
Okay.
I will side eye anybody who says to you, I want you to do something for me for free. I'll give you exposure.
No, but I don't do that. I don't need exposure.
Okay, good.
I don't need
I'm just
exposure,
checking.
You know, but anyway, so I have a couple of meetings. The first one is tonight, actually.
Ah, that's good.
We have to
From the wedding.
From the wedding,
that's
yes.
Awesome.
From the wedding,
yeah.
And yes, and there's a guy that likes me from the wedding. You never know. yeah. And I looked at him. He looks very kissable.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Anyway.
So, Peter, I can't verify that, but yeah.
Listen, let me tell you something.
What?
You know, when you see someone and you see how they speak, in fact, when you look at someone, you see how they speak and how they eat and how they chew.
Yeah. You can tell a lot.
That says a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
And was he checking you out?
He was. No, he likes me. I just pretended like I'm not interested. But I was like, yes, boy.
Is he Joburg based? Where is he?
He's very Joburg.
You must bring him here. I need to interview him on the show. And you must vacate. So maybe next week he must come. We say, no, we're inviting you for the show. Come and we're profiling you. And then I grill him. I'm going to Deborah Pata him. and I'm going to show him.
He's actually a very profilable person, but no, I'm not bringing him to the show.
No, but I have to check him out. I mean, as family, I cannot have anybody, you know, being added to the family without going through the process.
Focus. Guys, please, enough about us and the weekend and the cute guy that I met over the weekend.
Mm.
But find us on WhatsApp 0797482090. And we're also on Twitter at Belighted Show and also on Instagram at Belighted Show. And we're supposed to have Maduba to come coming in studio.
Yeah.
She's stuck in traffic, which is it's
Monday standard.
It happens. And not only that, also is the first day of back to school since the whole week. Yes. Oh, by the way, we were off the Queen. They gave us the whole week off. And I wanted to
paid.
What do you mean paid? We are on salary, Joe.
Huh?
We are on salary.
I'm just checking, giving you a week off, you know, as long as...
That doesn't affect anything.
Okay, that's fine.
The days where I work once
I'm just
a month,
looking out
I
for you.
I still get paid.
I'm just looking
salary.
Out for you.
Okay.
Okay.
So cool. Anyway, and then I said to Botsello, I'm thinking I must take her to Durban. She's like, oh no, I wish you could have told me soon. I have plans. So instead of Botsello going to Durban with me, she decided to hang with her cousins, go Pretoria North.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Like she
exciting.
Tells you she's got plans.
She's like, oh no, I've already made plans. So, and the worst thing is that, so I didn't see Botsello the whole week.
Yeah.
And then she came back on Friday morning.
Friday.
Mm. No, in fact, not even morning, Friday afternoon. Went in to do her hair.
Maduba is calling.
Yeah, stand up and answer her.
Yeah, talk alo.
Yeah, and then she went to do her hair. And then after that,
I'm on air.
Yeah, tell her you are on air, and then she must come into studio.
Where are you? She hung up.
She's probably coming in.
Okay.
Maybe Palisa can go check her out. Can Palisa go check if Maduba is probably downstairs, not knowing.
I love this on radio business.
Yeah,
it's so cool.
So, anyway, then she came back on Friday. Then right. I wanted to do, I took her to do her hair, and then after that, then Tepo came to fetch her because it was his weekend.
Aha.
So I actually haven't seen Botsello for almost the whole week.
But did you get to rest? I mean, you got a week off.
No, I didn't get. A week off. As soon as I found out that we were taking the week off, then I scheduled other work. You know?
But siesta sinyana in between. You need to start rest. You know, underestimate the power.
But then I went and I spent time with a very dear friend of mine who hasn't been leaving the house for a couple of weeks now.
Okay.
Yeah. Because he got into trouble with the law, but anyway, it's fine.
Okay.
But I spent the day with him. It was so refreshing. It was beautiful to see him, and he's doing good things. And it's cool when you see, you know, where people are working hard. You know, it's lovely when you're able to forgive yourself. And I say when you don't forgive, it doesn't mean the thing goes away, but when you forgive yourself, then you allow yourself to grow. You learn from your mistake, and then you hopefully become a better person, because then the past can't hold you back.
Yeah,
because a lot of things happen, you know. We are sitting here having this conversation, next thing I drive out and then something ridiculous happens.
Yeah.
And I snap somehow. And then my life changes.
Yep.
Completely. Next thing, I'm no longer popular. I don't want to work. I don't want to work. People want me to get fired, or, you know, it doesn't matter. Things like that. But I hope that people are able to move on and forgive themselves.
Can I borrow your brain on something?
Yeah. What did you say?
I want to borrow your brain.
No, where's yours? Yes, really? Palisa? Oh, okay. Palisa, give Palisa to call Maduba. She can't find her downstairs.
Oh, okay. There we go. Check it out. All right. So
borrow my brain.
Yeah, we were talking about how, for example, you find that a couple. Yeah, like married people or a couple.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, you find that when one is not working, and then actually because they provide financial, they ill treat the other one.
Okay.
You know, and I think it speaks to exactly what you're saying. Or, you know, sometimes, you know, you could judge people wrongly.
Yeah.
Because maybe according to you, they shouldn't be doing this or that. all mm-hmm. that. You know, and today, given the issue of unemployment, you find that as a couple, you know, we are married and then I lose my job and I have to rely on you somehow for financial support. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Obviously, it's good for me to say, while you are helping me, I'm doing this to get back on track.
Okay.
Versus now, when not suddenly, because of that financial assistance, you actually start to ill-treat me. You know, you don't treat me right because now you have the upper hand, you know, in inverted commas.
Yeah, and well, it is unfortunate that sometimes people do that.
Hmm.
But the dynamics are quite different. The dynamics are different because sometimes people ill treat people. I think there has to be a level of understanding, you know, and because there are two different stories. Some people don't choose to not work and is a problem because people are lazy. That I would have a problem with. Mm. So that's why you stop being baby. Then we talk about Romeo, then you move from being Romeo. Then after Bantatewa then you become Motowa Mudim. You know? No, serious. Like because you just like this guy is not pulling his weight.
Mm.
But yeah, but I don't think I don't support that. I wish people could be more sympathetic because you know, it changes all the time.
Phase two of my of this conversation. Then while you are busy ill treating your partner and then you lose your job, they get a job.
That's exactly what I say. The tables always turn. They turn. So it's all, and it's not just about partner because I think things like people working or people doing this, people doing that. It's actually secondary. It's how primarily how do you treat people? You know, when you're in a better position, you know, and not just the partner, people in general. But now also what I wanted to before Madua comes in because the decision is coming. I think one of the biggest things that we have an issue with this weekend, again, people who find themselves in the dog box, is Unilever with their Dove advert. And I just think it is so tired. It is so tired now that advertising companies, big brands, they will do something that is offensive, that is controversial.
You know,
that is not even controversial.
Spread.
And I don't know why people are scared to say it. It is racist. It is racist. We have to call it what it is. And you know, and then obviously with the outrage that is, people are saying, but then what if we let's boycott Dove? Then someone says, no, not only let's boycott Dove, let's boycott Unilever products. And then you open your cupboard, you find that everything that's in your house
Unilever.
Is actually Unilever.
Yeah.
And then you find yourself in a predicament. But I'm still saying, I don't have issues with that. If people are going to take a stand, they must take a stand. And, you know, you don't take your stand in your seat of comfort.
Yeah.
Taking a stand will make you uncomfortable. Take a stand will inconvenience you, you know. And taking a stand will also bring about change, you know. So it is there. So you can't go half in and half out.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that I remember when they were interviewing me, asking me about social media and Black Twitter, for instance. I said, I don't back down on what I believe in at the time. And if I'm proven wrong, I'm quick to turn around and apologize. Do you understand? But don't say things that you think people would like you to say. Or don't take a stand because you think people expect you to take a stand on that. And the next thing you go half in, then you have to retract and then hold back. And I think that is ridiculous. But now the turnaround of that, I would like to see that we've got a lot of black owned businesses that are doing skin products, cosmetics, makeup, hair products, even household, like a lot of things. There are people who do like house renovations. You know, I'm renovating my house. A black person is doing that. And it was a conscious decision. The people who do my garden, my landscapers, it's a black business. And not only, it's not being anti-white, but it's also being pro-black, because if people are not giving a platform to rise to the occasion, then there will never be, the whole equality thing will never fail. It will never work out.
Yeah.
Wawan?
That's true.
Yeah. So you wanted to say something.
Ah, I cannot distract you.
So you forgot.
The thing is, you also in between your, you know, your views, there were some interesting points that came
so
up.
Now, did you so forget I wanted it?
Eh? No, did I could have been also right. I appella, you know, I think I want our listener to understand. Now I listen, Joe, you know.
Yes.
And I let you speak, you know. So, but I think also, now coming from a corporate side.
Yeah.
Someone approves the final product. Whatever that goes on TV or social media, or whatever, yes. Someone sits down. So clearly, from the approval processes, someone saw nothing wrong with the final product.
Yeah.
And now they went on to actually apologize.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
No, even the apology is a bit whitewashed, you know, like it's just like, let's just,
okay, let's just
grab an automated apology, draft it, make it like, but I think, I don't know what else were they expecting, what kind of a result were they expecting.
Mm.
They knew it, and I know there is someone sitting in that office today going, but I told you guys,
yeah,
you refused to listen, and then you did it again. And then people are going back and saying, but there's also this now product, a lotion, which says from normal to dark skin. What is normal
what is
skin?
Yeah.
And why is dark skin not normal? Like, what are you saying? It's a wordplay.
Hey.
But then also this thing is so embedded, it is so deep within that you can't, I don't know, like, I suppose
Laura.
Yeah. You know? It is just it has gone too far, and I think we've let go of a whole lot of things.
Mm.
And now trying to fix it is just gonna be like, but we have to fix it. It has to be fixed. It has to be dealt with. It has to be worked on. It has to be spoken about. It has to be acted on.
But let's talk about, I think what's really coming out as a country is such extreme attention to detail now.
Yes.
It's like everything under scrutiny.
Yeah.
Everyone under scrutiny. You know, you say something, you know, I saw there was there was a the I think the Jimmy Manye and Papa G, Gareth Cliffs, Jimmy Manye says, was it once bitten, twice shy? So
yeah.
Bitten, he wrote B-E-A-T-E-N, and then Gareth goes say it's bitten, Baba, B-I-T-T-E-N. You know?
Oh yes, yeah. I actually saw that.
Yeah.
You know, and that is actually caused a bit of a stay as well, because then someone then went and said no, but then when I got it, you can't even speak any African language.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like you can correct on grammar.
Yeah.
But you got the point.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
And now you can't even say anything in Zulu, Tswana, Pedi, whatever. I was like, okay, there we go.
Yeah.
Let them
attention to detail, but also I think it's good for businesses, because you understand that Unilever going to correct this thing, it really speaks a lot about how they actually market.
I honestly think they want corrected. They don't want to correct it. I mean,
well, let's see how the week goes.
No, the advertising, it has been, no, not the week. It's just the principles that whoever does the Dove marketing or the Dove advertising, that's who they are. That's what they do. That's what they believe in.
Yeah.
They think Dove will wash your blackness away. Basically,
Asian.
No, because if it's not even the first time, they've been doing it since 2011.
Mm.
They've been doing it year in, year out. They always mess the Dove advert. They always mess it up.
Mm. But also, there's an opportunity.
Wrong. There's nothing wrong in saying, guys, Dove is actually just a white product. Don't use it.
Mm.
Then we know. But then don't sell it. I mean, there are some products that I know I will never use. You know, because like, let's talk about hair products.
Yeah.
They're just hair products that are meant for sleek hair. And when we say sleek hair, we're talking about white hair.
Mm.
And there is, like, I don't expect a white person to be using Jabu Stone products. Those are for dreadlocks. Do you understand?
But there are those who do dreadlocks.
No, no. I mean, but then in terms of if you've got normal hair,
yeah.
You know, well, once you've got dreadlocks, then they're dreadlocks, they're locks.
Mm.
That your hair is locked, irrespective of the texture.
Yeah.
Then you can use that. Mm. But I mean, for a normal person who's got like your normal hair, it's not locked.
Mm.
You don't see them using Jabu Stone.
Yeah.
And it will be completely ridiculous, because then it's not about the product being black or the product being white.
Mm.
It is about the result of using the actual product.
Yeah.
I mean, you can put a detergent while you bake, because that's not the use for it.
Yeah.
And even in skin products, there's some products that you know that this one is a skin lightener. It has this, it has this, it has that.
Yeah.
That one is too sensitive for my kind of skin. My skin is too sensitive. It reacts like this. It reacts like that. And there is nothing wrong in specifying which product is meant for which product,
yeah,
and
but
for which person.
I'm one person who sees the sun in a gloomy sky or a gloomy day,
yeah,
or follows the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
So essentially, you know, with all these challenges or issues or misses and all that, I see an opportunity. And if you remember the CLC debacle, and that's how Trevor Noah got himself to be the chief something something for CLC.
Yeah.
And knowing you as such a creative, and you know, this is an opportunity. Why don't you become the brand ambassador and help them correct it?
Because you can.
Yeah.
No. Oh, what my Romza?
Why not? Because
remember,
folks, faux pas can still be corrected.
No. I disagree with that, because it's not just about getting someone's face to be a brand ambassador. That doesn't correct
it. Not necessarily brand ambassador, but to say, okay, fine, how do we move? Because you see, I'm of the firm belief, you know, it's like people who dwell a lot on challenges or problems and all that, to say, okay, fine, this has happened, how do we move forward? Okay, fine, we've bashed them, we social media them all over the show. How do we help them move forward? How do we help them recover?
No, I'm not going to help Dove to recover, because it's an internal problem. Do you understand? Let's say
if they had to invite you and say, please come and address our staff or come and talk to us about this situation, what would you say to them? That's my point.
I don't know. What would you say?
No, I'm asking you, because all I'm saying is also we kind of like need to balance how we kind of like bash someone and help them recover. I mean, if you made a mistake now, you made a public mistake and everybody was onto you, and then Maromza comes and bashes you even more versus Maromza coming and say, "Bona, this happened, let's move forward." Because tomorrow is going to come anyway.
You are missing the point. The point, because now we're talking about Dove specifically. This has been an ongoing, continuous thing. They do it, release an advert, apologize after. Release another advert, apologize after. So there is a system, there is a formula that they are using, and they are comfortable with it.
Right.
Do you understand? And then now you can't come. The solutions are not about the faces that are in front. Putting a face, like putting a model, that is an end product. But before the advert came out,
the concept,
there was a concept, there was conceptualizing. The creative team sat down. Ideas were thrown around somewhere around the table.
Yeah.
And that's where the issues are. Do you understand? So you cannot fix it from the outside, because the inside is what's rotten in the first place. Do you understand? That's where the inside is rotten. So, and you can't just like for instance, you can't just say like, okay, fine, KPMG, we've got problems. What are we going to do? Let's get that cute, beautiful lady who's clever and everything. And she is clever. We can't take the credentials away. And now she's the one now who's like fielding the bullets that are being fired at the company.
Yeah.
Because now she's the newly appointed CEO at KPMG.
Right.
Do you understand? So that is a big problem. That is a very big problem. So we cannot just, when the walls are cracked, you need to put polyfiller. You can't just paint over them.
Yeah.
You put polyfiller in and the cracks. And here's Maduba flustered. She was in traffic. She's shaking her head and all of that.
Yeah.
And it is fine. Just breathe, because Nal Maromza, we're like just...
I've never been late for an interview. This is the first.
And don't worry, you'll come back. You'll do it again.
Yeah.
You'll do it again. Sure.
You see, I answered your phone while I was on air. This is called unradio. You see, too much rules of what you must do.
First of all, I apologize for being late. I've been on the road since 7.
Wow.
Yeah, back roots. Let's just say it was a bad idea. But anyway, good morning.
Welcome.
Thank you.
You see, guys, okay, there's no drum roll because Matt was just so
we just need to get onto it, yeah.
But yeah, let's just get onto it. Okay, when I will fight about the Dove thing after outside, we'll take
no,
it.
No, but
outside.
Now I'm saying
no.
We need to help people.
Maduba is here.
Okay, fine.
Maduba is here.
Fine, okay.
Like,
let's continue.
Like, you know,
right.
Yeah. Maduba, hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Fine, good to see you.
Good to see you too.
My children.
Yeah, would.
Hi. Zuzu Chimbira.
Sko Chimbira, ngo.
Ngo, rocha.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me. To have you here because there are so many things that you are doing. You know, you are advising the chiefs in Venda. I'm just trying to make you feel extremely important. You're supposed to work with me.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, but that one, I don't know.
Like, when I can't, whose partner are you? Like, you're supposed to just flow with me.
No, I'm not flowing with you because...
You are actually distracting our guest here.
Listen, I can't be flowing with you if we're like going to jump off the cliff and we don't have a plan.
Lol.
No pun intended.
No, just because we don't
have a plan. We're on Cliff Central.
Exactly.
Jumping off the cliff.
Yeah, no, you are jumping off the cliff. Mandiwa, welcome to the show.
Yep.
Welcome to Be Lighted. And with the few minutes that we have, I know it's going to go so fast. You'll be like, oh, yeah. I know you will have to come back. You're going to come back and sing for us. If you don't know who Maduba Madima is, guys, you've been sleeping under a rock.
Yeah.
Maduba, she's a singer. She's an actress. She's a creative. She is extremely talented. She's been all over our TVs.
Yeah.
You can hear her on your radio.
She's a businesswoman.
She's a businesswoman.
Yeah. She's a mother.
She didn't bring me a Mwenda that she was showing off on Insta a few days ago. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yes.
But I hope she will be gracious enough to give me something because she's my friend.
Lol.
Our friend.
Listen, I don't care about your relationship with Maduba. Honestly.
The thing is, we need to help you. We are a team.
It doesn't matter.
I can imagine what it would be like if I was married to you and you keep saying,
That's why I will never marry you.
Anyway, Maduba, there's one thing I've got a request, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we do Cheza Changa, with the great Tsepo Tsula.
Yes.
You know, there's where he comes. You start the song.
Yeah.
And then he comes in.
Yeah.
And then you go that little beautiful bridge there.
Yeah.
I would like to be the third voice there one day.
No.
Oh, okay. No. Okay. The third. No. Listen. No.
It's gonna work,
guys. Martin Luther had a dream. Leave him alone. Okay.
I just needed to get it out there.
Analyze. Martin Luther had a dream.
But thank this you. Dream is not coming true, Chef.
No. You know what? The thing is, let's focus on the interview. Mina, I didn't compare it.
Yeah.
Thank you. Continue with your questioning.
So, okay, let's start from working from latest to before.
Yeah.
Right now, you just released your DVD. CD
first.
Oh, the DVD still coming.
Yes.
Pela, I was there at the recording.
Yeah, was.
Why, were you there, Maromza?
She was sitting at the VVIP. Let's just say VVIP was the squatter camp.
And she was so rowdy.
Ow, Shem. So rowdy.
I don't know why they called us the VVIP.
I don't know.
We were
too,
the loudest people. We were not cultured. We were not doing like.
Oh, they were having fun.
But
for me, there is the businesswoman coming out. You're very strategic. You invite the rowdy ones because obviously they're gonna influence the crowd.
I somehow just have rowdy friends.
Yeah.
I think I'm the sober one. As you can see.
As you can see, pointing at me.
Okay.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, Maromza, now I can't say we are a team. I was at the live recording Yamaduba. Were you there?
No, I was not.
Exactly. So I was there. So can I say I?
No, but you were there representing us.
No, I was there
in
my own personal capacity. Coming, going to support.
And I encouraged her to go, by the way, because she was going to some. I told her Maduba is more important, and that's how she came.
Lying. He is so lying. But anyway, Maduba, I want you to tell me about the process here. You're not this the live recording because not only did you have Ntate Tsepo Tsula, you also have.
How do you score Tsepo Tsula?
No, but then you also had
Oliver Mtukudzi.
Yeah, I mean, like you know what?
All in one show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Legendary
then,
stuff.
At the end of the show, the last song, Maduba just said, "If you are a singer, in here,
yes, come on stage.
Come on stage,
yes,
yo." Any form of musician that you can think of.
I don't think I probably would have gone.
No, Maromza.
I would have gone. I know.
Yo, everybody went. Judith was there.
Deborah Fraser.
Deborah Fraser was there.
Vuyumkwena's son. Lol.
Vuyumkwena's son. Oh, he killed us. Eh? Vuyumkwena's son. us to sing.
Yeah.
And obviously, if it's Vuyombukwena son, we are like so expectant.
Lol.
He picked a key in the, he sang in the key of F while the song was in the key of C or something. Like, goodness. Yeah, he killed us. And Maduwa, guys, is from a musical family. Because you're just a musical descendant. Give us a short background of the musical family that you're from.
Well, I am a Madima.
Yes.
We're a musical family. We don't know anything better than just open your mouth and sing.
Yes. What is Bakororo?
Bakororo is the royalty.
Because that's what comes to mind. I wanted to say Ba Madima di Bakororo.
Funny enough, we're not. Eh?
They're not.
No, man, in Christ. Hey, can't imagine.
Okay, fine. Okay, and coming from a musical background, fast forward to the DVD. I had taken a bit of a break in the industry. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? Because I believe go big or go home.
Yeah.
I sat down and I'm like, it would be lovely to have a person like Oliver Mtukudzi. I'm a huge fan. Yeah. I've always been a fan.
And it goes back to my request. You had a dream.
Yes, I had a dream.
And it came true.
Then I confirmed Oliver Mtukudzi just before the show. I'm like, you know what? There is one that I need to get hold of.
Yeah.
Tsepotsola. I literally drove all the way to Lesotho. And I sat him down.
Is that where he's based?
Yes, he's based in Lesotho. I sat him down and I said, listen, I want you on the project. Tsepotsola looked at me, Ngwanana Omar. Are you serious? Yes, I want you on the show.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, I wanted him to do Hulukile with me because that's a song that I did on my first project. Tsepotsola gets there on a Thursday. Lo and behold, the Sunday before he gets there, I wrote the song Chedza Changa. And you must remember, I'm a bit terrified of Tsepotsola. You got to know your story when you speak to that old man. So he gets there. I'm like, I don't know whether it's okay with you, but can we do this song? He listens to it. He's like, my child, this is a good song.
Yes.
That's what he said.
Yes.
And the rest is history. This song is amazing and it's doing so well.
No. This is a song that is going to get us all the awards.
Yeah, no.
I'm serious. Dreaming big.
That whole project. Okay,
Dreaming big.
Yeah.
It has a star on iTunes, you know.
I know.
The song has a star on iTunes. Stop hating, Rami.
I'm not hating.
You're giving me this look. Continue with the interview.
Okay, now I want to go back to the project, and then what you did the project by yourself under your own label,
yes,
and with your own money,
yes,
businesswoman,
everything,
mm-hmm.
you did everything yourself,
everything.
Packaging. Mm. I mean, I remember. I mean, the whole of State Theatre
mm-hmm.
was packed
mm-hmm.
to the rafters,
and she still fed us.
Mm.
She still got us drinks.
Businesswoman
eating
mm.
and it was such a tight, organized show
mm-hmm.
and the people who were there, the people like the people at the desks mm. who are going to usher you in, checking the list, people selling your music, some of your previous albums
mm-hmm.
and everyone was just so informed. It moved swiftly. And can I tell you, the show started on time.
But you must remember, I'm into events.
Yes.
Mm. So businesswoman.
And the show started on time.
That's I've great. Got a question.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Madoba, being in the industry, all of us have been in the industry, and we mm-hmm. know the lows.
Yes.
You know, the pain, the rejection, the lies. And all that. And I just want us to focus on the positive side of where you are as a businesswoman.
Mm-hmm.
There's a time where you decided, I need to do this on my own.
Yes.
You know, maybe, you know, raw deal, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't want us to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
But looking at the lessons that you've learned for you to decide that I'm doing this, can you talk us a little bit about that? Because I think that's the most important. And the peace of mind that you got after you do this on your own. Obviously, I can imagine it's not easy financially and otherwise.
Well, I had a couple of heart attacks in the process. I mean, to be honest, after State Theatre, I then went to Venda. and did the exact same show where, like you're saying, all the king and his entire entourage and everybody were there to endorse. Yes.
Yeah.
They were there to endorse this event to say, look, we can see what you're doing.
Yep.
But the truth of the matter is when you have a dream, it's your dream. It's not our dream.
Yep.
You can go to corporates. You can speak to everybody. They will listen. But translating to them, giving you money to push your dream is very expensive for them. And it's just an unnecessary, painful exercise. That's what I learned. Mm. I did the project last year. I took a step of faith and I said, this is going to happen. It will happen. It might take longer, but it will happen. I recorded and I took a bit of a break, you know. And like you're saying, had to pay suppliers, had to do this. I mean, even when I said I'm going to Venda, people were looking at me like, I mean, in a space of 2 months, going to Venda, having your Oliver Mtukudzisi and your Tepo Tsolas. But I believed in what I wanted to do, you know. And the truth, the most important lesson that I learned is that own your craft. Own your craft.
True.
Own everything. Try and own as much as you can and try and cut the middleman. You know, this thing of artists wanting to, you know, you pay people to do absolutely nothing because
even the basic stuff,
even the basic stuff, like we don't want to interact with our clients. We don't want to do this. I'm not saying we shouldn't have management, but there are certain people that want you and they want to speak to you as a business person apart from the craft part of it. So I had to cut a lot of middlemen and et cetera, et cetera. And I only outsource certain services that obviously I can't be front desk and give you a ticket while I'm supposed to perform. But I think the gist of my business is I run most of the things. I speak to my people. I negotiate deals, etc., etc. Because I mean, I've been around for some time now. I can't I can't still be pulling the talk to my manager, don't talk to me kind of deal.
Yeah,
you know.
True. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So I think the most important thing in every business is accessibility.
That's true.
And one that's of the things you know, when we do our sales training, is you know how much we've actually discovered how info@ is one of the most unanswered email. Because a lot of people just never pay attention to that. And info@, it's the most unanswered email of all. And which is really sad. So I like what you're saying. Accessibility is the most important. Actually, in my business, I actually put a reminder every week to make sure that I clean out that mailbox.
Matuba is my business. Yeah. There is no other Matuba. People will come and go in my business, and that's a fact. But I will remain.
You will remain.
Yeah. And you should remember that when you employ people, it's not like for them that's the ultimate. They're there to get a paycheck until they get something better.
Yes, move on to the next.
Until they get something better. So I don't want when people shift. When and funny enough, I always have the same people for many years.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm a good boss. Anyway, that's not the point. But the fact is that, you know, all the chains in the business, I need to be involved. And at any given time, I need to know exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
I know the status quo of the CDs right now, what's going on.
Yeah.
I know the status quo of how far we are with the DVD.
Yeah.
I sit there during mastering and I tell the engineer, this is how I want it to sound. This is what I want. It's the exact same thing with the rehearsal.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be hands-on. Yeah. There's no other better way to say it. You got to be hands-on.
True, but we actually... I actually see it in your work, and I mean, I've experienced your performances a couple of times, and it has always been on point. Even when you don't even have a band, even with like your basics, backtracks, they are so, everything is so concise. Everything is like in order, and you can see that you're a very orderly person. But I suppose that comes with people who came before you. You've learned so much about them. I mean, we can talk about your family, like your... like Echo, like
Dani Madima and them.
And I mean, I remember a few weeks ago we were laughing and we were singing some of the songs.
Oh yeah,
Pastor Rox Lima Sebe.
Oh my goodness, yes, we were having fun.
Okay, we were bad then.
Yeah, we were having too much fun.
But you can tell because that's still the music that when you go home, for them those are superstars because they've traveled the world over, you know, just because people the rest of South Africa don't know much about, but they were there. People thought, Kana, that song, we were foreigners.
Yeah.
They thought it was like an international song. They thought it was the Mighty. They thought it was the song by the Mighty Clouds of Joy.
It's true.
Yes.
It's true.
We're like, no, there's this band called Echo. Hey. Only to find out our Echo is here from Venda. Just here around the corner.
It's beginning to rain.
You know, it's beginning to rain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Mm. That was Echo. And people thought it was like big bands like Mighty Clouds of Joy. Because also when we saw them, when they started hitting the South African TV scene back in the 80s, when they were standing there, they were singing. Without these guys from overseas are coming to
Kanti.
Then when they start interviewing them, you realize,
you know, and the sad reality is that one little moment can just kill everything that you've built for years.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
Like one little episode in your life. Mm. So I think I always say, try and avoid that episode.
Yeah.
That one time. There are things that I cannot control, honestly speaking. But what I can govern, what I can control, I must try as much as I can to make sure that we are on point.
I got a quote and it kind of like sums up what you are talking about, and the quote is by Anne Otland.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, lift up your eyes. The Heavenly Father waits to bless you in inconceivable ways to make your life what you never dreamed it could be.
I have something contrary to that.
Okay.
Tell us.
You know, being the Christian woman I am, I love analyzing things.
Mm.
It says your gift will make room.
Yeah.
Which means that God does not have to do anything more to bless me or to open doors. Because he says my gift will make room.
Yeah.
So the only thing I need to do is perfect the skill.
Mm.
And somehow when you work harder, it sort of opens doors.
Definitely.
And I'm saying this because somebody's sitting at home and somebody's busy praying and you know, fasting and saying, God, open doors. Just start.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, wherever you are, if you're a musician, there's community, there's churches. People think some of us started these days. You've got idols, hey? Mm-hmm. Like literally, you take a child from the street and instant. Mm. For us, it wasn't like that.
Yeah.
Bona, I sang at weddings and I sang at funerals. Mm. And guess who's booking me today?
Mm-hmm.
Those people that I used to perform for.
Yeah.
Because now they have seen how I've worked so hard to equip myself and to perfect the skill.
Yeah.
So it means that the only thing God can do is just say, come on, do this. You can do this.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm.
And the harder you work, somehow things, you know, barring the harder you work, the luckier you are.
You get.
Mm. Yeah.
And I think we need to stop being lazy artists.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And we need to start working even harder, because what we do, let's be honest, there's a bit of a pride when you're an artist. Rami is on the floor.
Mm.
This one, she's like, Bona, things must happen right now.
Yeah.
And somehow things happen for her.
Yeah.
Because she works harder. You understand? Sometimes I listen to her and I'm like, yo, I wish I could do what she does. Mm. She's on the ground level.
Yeah.
You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
So we are well equipped. There's nothing more that God can do for us except for us to push more for ourselves.
That's true.
You know?
You know what you just nailed it. You just nailed it, because you know a new show started last night, Imposter from the Fergusons, and I was fielding tweets and I saw someone said, same actors. Do you understand? And it's a thread that I'm going to do later today, because you can say same actors, but then the same actors are there working.
Yes.
The problem is that someone, I always get all these inboxes, my sister, connect me.
Mm.
And I'm like, no, it is not about connection.
Mm-mm.
Nobody connected me.
Mm.
In fact, Lucia connected me, but this was after she saw me work and say, I like what you're doing.
Mm.
There's this guy. And then connected me to a show.
Mm.
And I went and I executed the show.
Mm.
And then I started going in. But I would go to auditions all over the place.
Mm.
Do you understand?
Mm.
And I keep saying to people, ask. One of the things that the young people lack now, which we have and which they lack, is that when you hear of an audition, when you hear of an opening, you don't run there yourself because it's an audition.
Yeah.
Yes.
Get your friends to come with you and say, there's this role they're auditioning.
Yes.
Let's all 10 of us go, so that if they don't pick me, they can pick one of us.
Yes.
Then when they pick one of you, there's 9 left who don't have a job.
Mm.
The next audition, the 9 of you go. one of you will get it. But now everyone is just like, it's me.
Yeah.
Do you
yeah.
understand? Mm. So, but anyway, Maduba, we don't have time. And obviously we want you to come back so we can talk about the history, where you grew up, how you grew up, mm-hmm. your family and everything else that makes you the person that you are, your mm-hmm. journey from Joyous and all of that. And all of, we hope that we'll do it soon. I'm sure Romeo is going to schedule it in.
Mm-hmm.
But now, one of the things that I want to ask as a parting shot,
mm-hmm.
for someone who is, I mean, you're not even 100% based mm-hmm. in Joburg,
mm-hmm.
do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
But you can still be that side, Kolimpopo, and then be in Joburg, and then you do your businesses well anyway.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have to say to the young black women who are right now, probably listening right now, wondering, how did she get it right? Who did she call? How did she get the lucky break? Because the people don't know the work behind the lucky break. So what do you have to say to that? What do you have to say to the young ladies who are listening?
If I have to speak to a young lady, number one, I would say, believe in yourself. It sounds very cliche.
Yeah.
Trust your ability and the capability that you have as a human being.
Yeah.
Number two, be very selfish with what you have, because mm-hmm. what you have, no other person has in this world. Number three, respect yourself.
Yeah.
Respect yourself and what you are carrying. Do not sell yourself short to a degree that many years later you will look back and say, the kind of sacrifices I had to make, you can't even, you don't want to be associated yeah. with yeah. those things. Four, be patient, because time and chance happen to all.
Mm.
But you gotta be patient, and in the while you're patient,
in the meantime,
perfect your skill, perfect your craft, whatever field you're in. Number five, learn to associate yourself with greatness, with other great people, and allow them to mentor you.
Mm. Yeah.
Number six, learn from other people's mistakes so that you don't make the same yep. mistakes. Yeah. Mm. But yeah. the most important one for all black women, no man is an island.
Mm.
Can we start doing things together as a collective?
Yeah.
Because when we do things as a collective, you'll be very surprised the results mm. of what can come through.
Mm.
Let's stop glorifying what I have, as she's saying, the me syndrome.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Let's have the us syndrome. And I'm telling you, this world will be a better place.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, wow. No. That was a mouthful. And this is what Belighted is about, where we bring in inspiration, we bring in people whose hands are on deck, and they put in the work. They don't only talk about it, they actually execute it. So thank you so much for coming through.
And that has been Belighted with Rami and Romeo today. Have a beautiful, beautiful Monday. We will see you next week.
Yeah,
Belighted. Thank you so much, Duba girl.
Bye-bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.